This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's not snowing yet, but it is supposed to be. Really, tomorrow is when it's going to happen for real. And to talk it through with us, to know exactly what to expect, we are visited by AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr, who joins us on the Chris and Amy Show. How's it going, Heather?
Hey, not too bad. How are you both doing?
We're doing okay. Let's start with today. There's supposed to be a little bit, right? Are we still getting that, or what's happening?
Yes. Yeah, there will be a little bit of snow today. It's going to be kind of one of those days where it's going to be very light snow and flurries on and off through the day. Right now we have a little bit that is not quite reaching the ground over southern parts of Illinois. We have a little bit that's just starting to be able to reach the ground off to the west of St. Louis. We'll probably start to see some snowflakes here in about an hour or so. Again, we're expecting it to be light, though, so little or no accumulation out of it. Not really expecting it to come down hard enough to cause roadway issues either, which is a good thing because with temperatures only in the teens right now and getting to no better than the mid-20s today, it's not going to take much to cause problems on the roadway. So the fact that this is going to stay pretty light should keep things on a pretty even keel as far as travel goes.
All right. So, Heather, so today people should be fine if they are at work or going out and about. They should be fine this evening, rush hour. Tell us about tomorrow and maybe kind of walk us through some drive times, because tomorrow morning in the St. Louis area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, should we be prepared to have bad road conditions tomorrow morning?
I think it's possible that there will be some spotty poor conditions, but I think it's overall going to stay fairly light and not too much of a problem even through tonight. We are covering for a coating to an inch, and I think there will be places that get that. Other places probably aren't going to have much, but I would definitely be concerned that there are at least spotty places where there are icy roads. So I would allow extra time tomorrow morning to be able to accommodate that. What I'm more concerned about is that as we go through the day, we start to see a little more robust low pressure area developing off to our south. This is going to be one of those cases where a low pressure is kind of just starting to form, and the low kind of ends up forming over the Gulf of Mexico, but we're going to see the snow and the rain and all of that nasty precipitation spreading up northward from there. And I think that northern parts of Missouri and Iowa are going to be able to pick up some of the light precipitation, and that's kind of the northern fringe. That does get us into a zone where here in St. Louis, But yeah, we do pick up some accumulating snow. I think the most likely time to have that happen is the first part of the day. So if we can get through, say, lunchtime without too much in the way of difficulties, I think we're largely okay. Certainly by the time we get to the evening rush and the overnight hours, if we can manage to keep that heavy snow to the south, then we're definitely in good shape and we'll miss the worst of it. But areas to the south, especially tomorrow, you want to be prepared through the day for a possibility of some icy travel and some snowy travel with some accumulation.
Yeah, so the, you know, I've seen the maps where it's we expect this many inches from here to here, and in this range we're looking at in the St. Louis area and the part immediately south, I've seen between 6 and 9 inches, and just north of us about what, 3 to 6, something in that range, right?
Right?
Or is
yeah.
It, all right, so.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, so that's the difficulty with this particular storm system is that when it does come in from the south like that, it makes it difficult to be able to kind of to draw those lines, because then you start to get into a point, I think, relatively far south of us, but south of us nonetheless, where you have some mixing going on as well. And then how much mixing you get also ends up with some big differences in how much snow you can pick up out of these storms.
So it's possible that here in the St. Louis area and immediately south, we could get 6 to 9 inches, but that's not guaranteed.
That's right. And I think that we're actually a little more concerned with that being an issue as we go into Wednesday with kind of the next piece that comes out. And that's where that is a possibility as well. So basically, overall, we're looking for repeated storm systems through the course of the week that are going to continue to bring threats for snow and icy travel.
Okay, so Wednesday again, what is the worst time that you're thinking about that Wednesday could be the most problematic for driving?
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drivers.
I guess on Wednesday, I'm leaning toward a possibility that the worst time is still during the morning hours, okay. But a lot of it is going to depend on the speed of all of this. But yeah, right now, kind of leaning toward the morning hours on Wednesday.
And for tomorrow, if you do have things to do or want to get them done, you would suggest that if you're in this listening area or if you're in the St. Louis, you know, the metropolitan area, that you'd want to do it early on. And by the afternoon, we should be. That's when it probably will really ramp up.
For tomorrow, yeah, probably. Yeah, I think today, tonight, even really, it's kind of on and off. So you're probably not running into a huge problem. Though again, overnight, not really running much in the way of any kind of errands or stuff. But if you're traveling, you have to go to work, whatever, you might run into some slippery travel. And certainly by first thing tomorrow morning, I would be prepared for that with additional snow through the day. But again, still mostly lighter. And then I think tomorrow night and into Wednesday, that's where most of our heavy snow potential is going to come along.
What about people who might have, you know, their kids have tournaments, maybe in Chicago, up north a little bit, northeast, driving to Ohio. In those areas, should they expect to be driving or flying into even worse conditions?
If you're headed north, I think you're in good shape.
Okay.
You're mostly going to see this storm system moving kind of along through mostly the Tennessee Valley, not as much as you get up into more of the typical Ohio Valley type states, including Illinois, Indiana. Further north, you probably won't see any kind of snow or anything like that up into Michigan. Where you might run into trouble is, say, you had to travel to the south. You're headed to, say, Dallas or someplace like that. They're also going to get this a little bit earlier. So kind of in that Tuesday, Wednesday time frame, I wouldn't want to be having to make a run over to Dallas or really even over to someplace like Nashville or someplace like that, where heading south, you're going to run into more of the worst of it.
AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr, as always, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, you're very welcome. Hope to talk soon.
So all I heard was Snowmageddon. And we're all in trouble.
Snow.
We're gonna play that tomorrow.
I think this has just been a delightful winter. Listen, normally it could just be 37 and gloomy, which kind of puts you in a dreary and glum mood. But this is like you get little aftershocks of Christmas. Like if Christmas is the earthquake, these are the aftershocks of snow, and it puts you in the holiday spirit. We're going to close our eyes and open them again, and it's going to be March, and we'll be talking about springtime and Easter bunnies and things like that. This is the best possible scenario for a winter.
And the only present you're going to wake up to is a snow shovel and maybe a dead car battery. So,
well,
Merry Christmas.
Unless again, I don't want to flex, but 41 years into my life, for the first time ever, I have a garage.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Did you know it's President's Day?
I did. I love the president.
It is President's Day, and man, we love to talk to this guy, Peter Castor.
Go get yourself a mattress.
Today, this is the weekend, apparently, to do it for some reason.
Yeah.
Peter Castor, professor of history and American culture studies at Washington University. He's a friend of the show, and he's with us next on KMOX.